This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Republicans in the Colorado Senate are expressing disappointment over how Governor Jared Polis unveiled his stay-at-home executive order. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The GOP lawmakers sent a strongly worded letter to Polis on Friday, saying that they didn't think he'd given enough data to explain why he made the stay-at-home decision or been included in the process. They also feel rural areas should have more flexibility. Polis's office said he will continue to be guided by science, experts, and to responsibly lead the state through this challenging time. Two Republican senators did not sign the letter. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
We'll go to a live update from the governor on COVID in Colorado today at noon. During the COVID quarantine in mainland China, scientists in Boulder found a drop in a gas connected to climate change. CPR's Grace Hood explains.
Scientists at the National Center for Atmospheric Research looked at carbon monoxide, a gas linked to poor air quality and climate change. They found that between February 1st and March 10th, the drop in car trips and economic activity created up to a 45% drop. The long-term effects will be short-lived. NCAR plans to look at the same impact in the United States once stay-at-home orders are complete. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
The U.S. Census Bureau says Denver's population increased more than any other county in Colorado last year. The Denver Post reports the city's population rose to nearly 730,000, up 1.5% from 2018. This is CPR News.